sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Kent Miller Show here on 1700 KBGG. Trent Condon is with me for the next 2 hours. We'll talk the world of sports, but localize it to the best of our abilities. Busy show here today. We're going to talk a lot of college basketball. Of course, the Yahoo Sports story is reverberating. And I think it's just a speck in the ocean. I think there's a lot more to come. We shall see who's proven, if indeed that theory of mine is proven right. I'm certainly not the only one that has that opinion. We are going to go to Vegas. We didn't have an opportunity last week to catch up with Jason Symbol. I love going inside the numbers. So does my partner, Trent Condon. Don't have to twist his arm very hard to squeeze Jason into the program. So we will do at about 12:15. 12:35, Dylan Montz wrote a nice piece at the Ames Tribune on one of the incoming quarterbacks. I guess Moore is already here. Real Mitchell is also here. So Mitchell is the focus of the piece. We'll talk to him about that. And also now with the Yahoo story and Monty Morris's name being part of it. Although at this point, it seems like a minor player in the Yahoo investigation. Again, to this point, not saying there's anything more, but at this point, he's a minor player. So Dylan will be here at about 12:35. Iowa State, as we recall, taking six players on the plane with them to Morgantown this week to take on West Virginia tomorrow. Tom Cakert will be here, 12:45. The curtain comes down on Big Ten regular season. Have they saved the best for last, Trent Condon? Northwestern and Iowa, the final game of the 2017-18 season.
Say that with a straight face?
I didn't.
No, okay.
I tried to sell it you. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. The flex scheduling may be a part of this thing next
year.
Yeah. Northwestern Iowa to drop the curtain. P.U.
But we'll be watching.
I know. 6:30. Can't wait. Big Ten Network. You know what? The Big Ten Network, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I won't watch another thing on the Big Ten Network till September. Now, when do they go around to the practices?
August.
July, August, right?
August.
Late July, yeah. So August. So Big Ten Network, Channel 610, DirecTV, see you in August.
So you're not going to flip over Big Ten baseball tournament?
No. Well,
Hawks are playing to get to the regionals?
Okay, maybe.
All right.
Yeah, if the Hawks are playing, yes, I will. You're right.
So you will get there. But
well, if they're
and
playing.
And they do some spring football reports.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll spend more time on 610 than I thought that I would at this point.
I like their programming, too.
Do you? It's good, isn't it?
The Journey. Have you ever watched The Journey?
I've watched a couple of them, yeah.
And it's
like
one
the,
of those
the
things.
Campus Eats.
Yeah, those are fun.
Good, yeah.
But every time I watch a Journey, and then I say, why don't I watch this more often?
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't set the DVR to record them all or anything, and then I'll watch another one 6 weeks later, and why don't I watch this every week? It's one of those shows that just never at the forefront of things, but when I catch it, it's always really good.
You know, they were the first ones, as we know, to have their own network, and they were really trailblazers in this. I don't know. I mean, they had some bright people, obviously, some television people. There was no blueprint how to do this. And I think, you know, once they got past the growing pains, which was the first year, which was every commercial was Buffalo Wild Wings and
Rotel.
Yeah, whatever they were. I mean, there weren't a lot of them. I mean, that's what you got to do, right? You got to walk before you can run. They're in full flight right now. Big fan of the Big Ten Network. 1 o'clock, Stephen M. Sipple. Look, it's this big, big spot on Sunday in Lincoln at the Pinnacle Bank. Penn State, Nebraska. Where do you stand? Is this an elimination game? Or are they both eliminated at this point?
I think they're both outside of a run to maybe the title game.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're both in deep trouble.
Okay.
I brought this up to you the other
winner's
day.
Winner's a little bit better off?
Better off, sure. Maybe semifinals. Upset somebody in the quarters, then I can buy it.
Okay.
You know, they beat Michigan State. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, something like that. But I just, you look at their resumes and you stack them up against these other bubble teams. The bubble's good this year.
Yeah.
The bubble is good this year. And the Nittany Lions and the Cornhuskers resumes, they don't stack up. It's a terrible year in the Big Ten, and these are two teams that are hurt by it a lot.
Yeah,
Nebraska doesn't have those quadrant one wins. Penn State's got the two nice wins against Ohio State. But
they got some stinker losses.
Yeah, Ryder.
Yeah.
With some lean moments. And, yeah, I think it's just four. Michigan should be okay.
No, I think they're okay. We talked about that yesterday. In fact, I couldn't find them in the bracket, and you finally pointed it out to me. So we look forward to catching up with Stephen M. Sipple. And then Chris Dobertine, SB Nation, we are going to take a deeper look, I guess, at the Yahoo piece that unfolded today. Look, Andy Miller, Trent.
No relation. Okay.
And I hope they're not listening over in the desert, but who hasn't fudged an expense report at some point, right? In their lifetime, right? Right? Maybe a little bit?
I've never had an expense report.
I mean, yeah, you just... I'm not saying I did by any means, but you know what I mean.
I do.
But the detail on Andy Miller's bookkeeping... And look, Monty Morris is at the very bottom along with, I don't know the exact number, I'm trying to think how many, maybe 15 players that were apparently had a meal. Doesn't say who paid for the meal with a basketball agent, etc. So you really can't, there's really no more transparency than you'd like. There's still some shoes to drop. But there's no indication at this point that Monty Morris did anything wrong. Now, Travis Hines and Randy Peterson have both reached. Apparently, Monty Morris, they couldn't reach Monty, but they did reach his mother. And Monty Morris's mother, Tanya, and I'm quoting right off of Travis's Twitter feed, Travis Hines 21, most of you follow him anyway, especially if you're a Cyclone fan, said that Morris had a chance encounter with Christian Dawkins in Atlanta, but that Morris paid for his own breakfast and did not discuss representation. So take that for what it's worth. That's the statement from the family, at least at this point. Where it goes remains to be seen. I don't think we are anywhere near the end of this. I really, the number of college coaches, in my opinion, that are going to get swept up in this, we are only at the beginning. Only at the beginning.
It's going to go deeper.
Yes.
It's going to be more programs. If your program wasn't listed today, I wouldn't be going too crazy.
Right.
This was a specific agent, one of many, many people that are these kind of runners. These kind of things have to happen all the time.
Yep.
You know, when you see Monte Morris's name, who else would you throw in the mix? Who else would be included? It makes sense. So what's the end game?
The end game is tax evasion and money laundering, which is why the federal involved, in my opinion.
Sure.
That's why... I mean, if these families are getting a payment, and almost, you know what, at the point, I feel bad for the families that were on the precipice of getting a payment until this hit the fan this past year, and then that check that they were promised or thought that they were going to get, that, let's face it, in 90-plus percentage of the cases goes a long way for those families. Honestly, those are the kind of the people I feel bad for, because, you know, the golden goose that was laying eggs, you know, on a yearly basis up to this point, all of a sudden dried up. So, but anyways, because we'd be naive to think that this hasn't gone on for you. Honestly, Trent, I don't want to look behind the curtain.
Yeah.
I really and truly don't. I'm one to be entertained by college sports at the highest level, whether it be football or basketball. And if that's the cost, the price of poker, okay. I'm good with it. But it's going to get deep. It's going to get deeper. And I think that there's a lot of guys that you associate as the best recruiters in the game, they're the ones to me that are having some restless nights.
Yeah, some developments that they don't want to come to the forefront.
Absolutely.
And they will. And they will.
I think they will, especially if the feds are involved and there's a paper trail. And God knows, we saw a paper trail today.
So we asked the question back, was it September 26th? Does that sound right, when the first report came out?
Okay.
Something, whenever it was.
It was September for sure.
And, all right, what changes? Well, and it kind of was pushed to the back burner. Then this comes out and we're reacting. Is anything going to change? And that's still my question. You know, are we going to see wholesale changes in recruiting, payment of players, all these different parts of it? And it ties in with the NBA, because Adam Silver, he hates the NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks it's corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good call there, Silver.
Yeah.
He believes that it's a racket.
He's not alone.
Yeah. That they, frankly, just don't really want to be in business with. So the one-and-done rule that's currently instituted, does that go away? Does it become a system much like college, baseball, where you either make a decision.
Commit, yeah, you can leave, you can go right away, but if you commit to college, you're not getting out of that commitment anytime soon.
You have to be at a D1 program there 3 years.
3 years, right.
Before you're eligible to leave. Mm-hmm. NFL.
I'm not sure three's the right number in basketball, but a number. I see where you're going. Yeah.
NFL.
You have to play 3 years. 3 years out of high school.
3 years. Same thing.
So not play 3 years, but be right. 3 years.
You could be,
your redshirt counts as one of your years.
Yep. You could
your
be a redshirt sophomore.
Yes.
Or a true junior.
You graduate from high school, your clock has started.
Yes. 2 years? Is that right?
Well, I think in college, basketball is probably right. I'm not sure, you know, football, I'm just not sure these guys are ready. I mean, there's some of them are, but for the most part.
Ed Martin.
Yeah.
Or Ed Oliver.
Oliver, yeah.
Got my shady Eds mixed up.
Right. No, Ed Oliver, I don't think he's shady. He's a hell of a defensive tackle at Houston.
Yes.
And could have played coming out of high school.
Yeah, he could play, but for the most part. So I do wonder if that's the next step that's going to lead to.
Maybe.
They've continued to build up the G League.
Mm-hmm.
It is now called the G League, and there's a reason for that. Got a sponsor.
Right.
Gatorade's willing to pay for it. So you have that component, more money being funneled in. If we're going to see these guys making decision in a true farm system in the NBA, college basketball, as we know it, very well could be changing very rapidly. And I think that's a good thing here for us at a local level.
I don't disagree with that. We will take a timeout. We'll head out to the desert. We'll catch up with our good buddy Jason Sybil, CG Technology, Dylan Mons, Tom Kakert this hour. Trent and I are here until 2. It's the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Bill Ryan. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right on you, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines' Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Special Olympics Iowa will host the annual Warren County Polar Plunge on Saturday, February 24th at Lake Aquabie in Indianola. The Polar Plunge is a signature fundraiser for Special Olympics and offers a unique opportunity for individuals and organizations to raise money and support Special Olympics Iowa athletes by jumping into the frigid waters. All you have to do is raise $75 and register for the event online at soiowa.org/polar-plunge. You can register individually or as a team. All of the proceeds from the plunge go back to the over 14,000 athletes in Iowa and fund the Special Olympic programs they participate in. The Polar Plunge will start at noon on February 24th with a post-party to follow. There's still plenty of time to sign up, so head on over to soiowa.org/polar-plunge today.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card, but don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 3131 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3131.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M Industrial Pressure Washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill, West Des Moines and Urbandale.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Hi, welcome back, Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. There is some breaking news, Trent, surrounding one of our air quote four local NFL teams, Adam Schefter, and there is the blue check mark beside his name on Twitter, so it's the real one. Chiefs are expected to trade cornerback Marcus Peters to the Rams. Teams are in the final stages of talks, and barring an unexpected snag, the trade is expected to be agreed upon as early as today. So that'll be the second off-season Chiefs trade, waiting for the league the new year to open up before they can make these things official. So Marcus Peters, talented, but troubled.
Yes.
Remember when he took off his shoes?
Yes.
Was it the Jets or the Giants? It was at MetLife. I'm not sure which. Was it? Whatever. Jets, I think. Late in the year, took off his. Anyways, just crazy.
Threw the flag into the stands.
Threw the flag. That was another one. Yeah, they came. He thought he was kicked out. He wasn't kicked out. Yep. He comes running back. That's just bizarre. Anyway, so big trade. Let's head to the desert, shall we? Jason Sybil, CG Technology, who's, I'm assuming, is starting to do a little NFL work. A shutdown corner. You can argue whether he is or whether he isn't. That won't come into play as to what you guys are doing as far as futures, right? Or would it, Jason? How are you?
I'm doing very well. No, it wouldn't really come into play. If people want to make a stand and bet either against the Chiefs or on the Rams because of this trade, then we would move the number. But just off the trade itself, we won't really do anything.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the offseason is about to really get going NFL-wise. Now, I know you guys have – what NFL stuff is on the board right now at the CG locations?
Well, we've got a bunch of stuff. So we have the we have obviously the odds to win the Super Bowl, the AFC, and the NFC. And in addition to that, we've got a couple of divisions up. But that's really it. It's pretty quiet still. There's really not going to be much in the terms of NFL until after the NCAA tournament.
You guys are now allowed to do things with the NFL draft. Are you going to be able to expand any more on that? Or are you guys happy with what you were able to deliver a season ago and going to do similar when we get to the draft?
Yeah, I don't think there's going to really be much in the way of the draft, like just similar stuff to what we did last year. You know, one of the things that we're pretty restricted here in Nevada still of what we can and can't do. So we can't do any specific players. You know, it would or any specific teams. It has to be more generic things. You know, like how many players from a conference, stuff like that. So it's going to be pretty generic again.
What about the Olympics, Jason? What kind of business have you done on the Olympic events that have been offered?
Honestly, very little, to be perfectly frank. I mean, the time change is really a big problem.
Oh, sure.
All of these games are, you know, you're watching them in prime time. You know, we as viewers are watching them in prime time, but they all happened at 3, 4 in the morning, so we can't take action on that stuff when they're on TV. So it causes a big problem. You know, some of the hockey's been bet, some of the curling's been bet, but really very little action, and it's really the time change that's really causing that, which kind of makes me a little bit worried about this upcoming World Cup. Because we're going to be facing that same issue.
Interesting. Now, who's the curling expert? who do you look to in the office to set the number for curling?
We look to what other books in Europe who take a lot of action on curling are doing.
That's probably the way to go about it. Well, we are on the precipice of conference tournaments, including the Big Ten, which is about to start in the middle of next week, which is so out of place to me that it's just way too early. I get why they're doing it. They wanted Madison Square Garden, but went to great expense to get it as far as where it fits on the calendar. When will you have the conference tournament numbers up, Jason?
We will have them up at some point this evening so people can start betting them this weekend. So we really are trying to get those up as soon as possible.
Iowa's last in the conference right now. Do you have any idea what they would be to win the Big Ten tournament? Any idea?
Even though our numbers aren't technically available for betting, I do have our preliminary numbers, and they actually are 40-1. They are not dead last. Rutgers and Illinois have a worse chance than they do.
What did Penn State and Nebraska, just for yucks?
So Michigan State's the favorite, not surprisingly. They're 2-1. Penn State at 10-1, and then Nebraska is at 10-1 as well.
What did you say that number was for Michigan State?
2-1.
2-1. Okay, a little better price than...
You thought it would be lower.
Yeah.
Big 12? Are you there yet or no?
Big 12, we have Kansas is the favorite at 2-1. Iowa State is actually last at 18-1. But again, look, I mean, think about this, right? In the Big 10, you've got Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Rutgers, and Illinois all over 20-1, and Iowa State at 18-1 is the last in the Big 12. So it just shows you how much more competition there is, and it's spread out in the Big 12 this season.
And you have to win 5 games if you're one of those lower seeds in
the Big 10. Good point.
4 right. games in a row for a team like Iowa State.
Yeah. Do you have any Valley numbers in front of you just by chance with Drake? I mean, I guess Northern Iowa has a chance, but do you happen to have the Valley? It's next week.
I do. So we didn't do conference tournament odds on every conference. The Valley is one of the ones that we did. Drake is at 8-1. They're kind of right in the middle of the pack. So there's 4 teams above them, and 5 teams below them. So they're really smack dab right in the middle.
How about Northern Iowa? You got odds on the Panthers?
Okay, hang on. Northern Iowa, 10-1, right behind Drake.
10-1. And Loyola, you got to figure, is a big favorite. What kind of price do you have on the Ramblers?
Yeah, Loyola is a big favorite. They're at +120, 6-5. So they're clearly the odds-on favorite in this tournament.
You know, Jason, I have friends who like to dabble and make it to Vegas every week, and they're part of big groups that actually shy away from from opening weekend of the tournament, what prefer to go out there for the conference tournament weekend. It's not as busy. They're not as inconvenienced. They still fire at will. But are the conference tournaments, they're never going to surpass the opening weekend, but are they closing the gap a little bit as far as tourists coming to town?
Not really, although I would agree with the person you spoke with. The conference tournaments are very fun. There's games all day, every day. And, you know, a lot of the games have stakes involved, obviously, with, you know, bubble teams that need to win to get into these tournaments, and then also, you know, some of the conferences that are one-bid leagues. And obviously, you're going to get much lower prices. You're going to get a much more easier environment to navigate here in Vegas. So I agree. It's very fun, but I don't think anything compares to those first 4 days of the tourney.
It is a lot of fun. A long time before we get there. A lot of basketball still to be played. Overall, are you guys going to put odds out? We know you can always bet, you know, futures, who's going to win the national championship. But do you put odds out to make the Final Four, to make the Sweet 16, different things like that you can bet on as well?
Yeah, so obviously to win the tournament is the most popular, but we also have to win, you know, to win your region, you know, aka make the Final Four. That's also popular as well. And then we will do, you know, we will do a lot of props, a lot of matchups, you know, some player related, you know, which player on Thursday will score the most points, and then you list a bunch of guys. But, you know, what's more popular than that is, will this team make it to the Sweet 16? Will a 5 seed get upset by a 12 seed?
Oh,
you know,
like
things
it.
Like that people really are interested in.
Like it. So the bracket is released, say, 4 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock our time. We usually know where we're going, or this year we know nobody's going anywhere in our state. It's dismal. But you guys get the bracket at 4 o'clock. Then what? How long? I mean, do you start attacking maybe the bigger brand name schools first to try and get something up quickly, or do you wait until every single opening round of the games has a number beside it before you post it? How do you go about it?
We try to do it in order. So we try to do it in order of the times of the games, and that's generally the kind of the rotation order. So, you know, when you're betting a game, you know, game 101 is whatever it is, and that's generally, not all the time, but generally depending on the time of the game. So we'll kind of go in that order. But as soon as the brackets, you know, we have all of our math and everything backed up. And look, you know, we'll know by the time that starts, whatever, 56, 57 of the teams. And then there's generally like, you know, 10 to 12 teams that are on the bubble that may or may not get in. And we have numbers on all of those teams. So it's very quick and easy for bookmakers to make those odds as soon as those teams are announced as who the matchups are.
Jason, we talk on Fridays a lot, and during college basketball season, I know there's a lot of people that are always waiting for the lines. Football, we get the lines right away earlier in the week. Has there ever
Sunday
been
night?
Has there been talk ever, especially with the big weekend slate of games, once you get past football season here in February into March, let's try to get these weekend spreads out a little bit earlier. Does it not make sense for you guys because of maybe the money that rolls in on these games?
Yeah, it's not really good. I don't see that happening anytime soon, particularly just because, A, there's just so many games. So, yeah, maybe some of the marquee matchups people will want to throw up early. But there's, you know, 200-some-odd games on a college basketball week. So it's very, very difficult to put up numbers early for all of them when you're also managing all of the games that are happening on that day. And then also, just in general, like the volumes that we do on college football are enormous. And, you know, being that we're in a lot of tourist locations, we want to give fans who are here a chance to bet their team for the next week. But in college hoops, that's not really a factor. So that's kind of some of the reasons why the numbers are a little bit later with the college hoops.
Do you guys offer spring training baseball?
We do, not every game, but yes, we do from time to time. You know, we're not going to go through every single game and offer them,
right.
But when there's games that are played, you know, we actually have some games in Vegas, you know, obviously we'll offer those. And, you know, some matchups, everybody's loving the Yankees this year, so we'll put up that stuff. So the answer generally is yes to your question.
Do you have the baseball futures in front of you?
I can in about 10 seconds.
All right, because I'm anxious to know. Well, obviously the Cubs would be a needle mover here. Trent, I'll ask you about the Twins, and then we'll let you go. Just a couple of the, you know, teams that are close to us, the Cardinals, the Royals, the Twins, the Cubs, White Sox are going to be a huge, huge price. We don't need that one. Maybe even the Brewers. So once you get to those, let's start picking those off.
Let's do it. So we want to do World Series?
Yeah, World Series.
So we have, just for your guys' edification, we have to win each division. We've got Home Run Championship and then obviously AL and NL and World Series.
Who's the home run favorite? Is it Judge?
The home run favorite is Judge. Judge is 6-1.
Yeah.
So he's there. And then obviously there's a teammate of his. That,
yeah, he's not bad either.
That's pretty decent. He's, let's see, where is Stanton? Stanton is...
8?
Stanton, oh, I have to go, I forget his name is G. Stanton is actually 4-1, so he's actually a little bit ahead of Judge.
Gotcha.
And then what's interesting is the third favorite is actually the field, because it's at the field is 7-1. We have listed here about 40 players, but, you know, there's always a guy who ends up hitting, you know, 38, 45, whatever homers, that's unexpected. So a couple other names that kind of stand
Morrison
out is,
perhaps, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Chris Bryant's 20-1,
Rizzo?
Joey Votto, 45-1 is a bit of a long shot. He could get hot. So there's a ton of guys here, but it's Judge or Stanton.
Do you have Rizzo on the list?
Yes, Rizzo is 40-1.
Gotcha. All right, so the Cubs are what to win the World Series?
Okay, so now getting into win the World Series, the Chicago Cubs are 7-1.
Okay.
Who else? You give me the names,
Cardinals?
I'll give you the numbers.
Cardinals?
The Cardinals are 17.
All right. The Twins?
The Twins are 24.
The Royals are 50 plus, right?
Yeah, the Royals are 200.
200 to 1, yikes. Who did we miss, Trent? The Brewers, maybe?
Brewer, yeah.
The Brewers actually have, their odds actually went down. They were at about 40. They're down to 25 now, obviously, because of all the acquisitions they've had.
And lastly, I know there's a huge contingent of Blue Jay fans in the listening audience. Where are the Toronto Blue Jays?
30 to 1 for the Blue Jays. I actually thought the price was going to be a little bit higher, but 30 to 1 is the number.
Well, you know, the Canadians, when they can't help themselves, that's their team, and they're going to bet on their team. The Venetian Palazzo Cosmopolitan Palms Tropicana Silverton, the Hard Rock, and headquartered at the M. Jason, thank you.
Thanks so much, guys.
Good to talk to you, Jason Sybil. CG Technology inside the numbers in Las Vegas. Inside the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes, Dylan Montz, Tom Caker coming up next. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
One of the scariest things that can happen to pet owners is having your pet go missing. That's why the Animal Rescue League of Iowa has partnered with iowapetalert.com to help reunite lost pets with their owners. We post every lost pet that arrives through our doors on this website within 24 hours, and the public can post lost and found pets and sign up for notifications too. Learn more at iowapetalert.com.
Attention farmers, ag retailers, and co-ops. Learn how you can become an owner of a Garner, Iowa nitrogen plant. This program is tailor-made for farmers, agricultural retailers, and individuals who want to benefit from a local nitrogen plant. Visit them at the Hawkeye Farm Show at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, February 27th through March 1st. And visit the website for additional meeting locations the week of March 11th at greenfieldnitrogen.com. Again, that's greenfieldnitrogen.com.
This is big.
You mean the new sale at Macy's? Oh, yeah, it's so big.
Because there are thousands of new fashion and home markdowns.
Thousands? That's really big.
Plus, we get an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
Okay, this just keeps getting bigger.
There's more. Like tons of great new finds in Last Act.
Wait, that's where the prices are already so low you don't need coupons?
You got it. The price you see is the price you pay.
Okay, three words.
This is big.
Go big right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Variety, the children's charity, works to improve the lives of underprivileged, at-risk, and special needs children by gifting bikes, building inclusive playgrounds, providing support to critically ill children, and more. Join us March 3rd and 4th for the Variety Telethon, a two-day entertainment showcase that raises funds to support Variety's mission. See great musical performances and hear from the children and families that have been impacted by Variety programs. Watch live at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center or on We Are Local 5. Join Variety in supporting Iowa kids by making a donation today. Donate at VarietyIowa.com to ensure that all children have the opportunity to reach their full potential.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
I know. You picture a flag flying and it's almost always against a clear blue sky on a sunny summer day, right? Well, it doesn't have to be. Flag Guy here. Nothing wrong with a flag flying in the middle of winter. Your favorite team's colors would do well to break up the bleak, cold time of year. Besides, with the football playoffs, basketball getting great, and spring ball just around the corner, it's a great time to fly your flag. Shop Heartland Flagpoles and Flags, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or take free shipping when you shop online at heartlandflags.com.
Here we go.
Back to Iowa's only local sports show over your lunch hour.
Yeah, baby.
Here's Ken and Trent.
All right, welcome back to our show, 1700 KBGG. Still to come this hour, we will get our last look at the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes. Tom Cakerd stops by in about 10 minutes right now. Dylan Montz, Ames Tribune. You can read Dylan and Travis and the entire paper. AmesTrib.com. It's on the front page of their website today. Fairway Meat Counter coming to Ames. Massive.
Ooh.
Massive. Big fan.
Yes.
Huge fan. Big fan of Dylan Montz as well, and Travis Hines for that matter. Dylan joins us. Dylan, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Yeah, doing pretty well, guys. How are you?
Doing fine. Well, your piece on Real Mitchell and the docuseries was going to be the focus, at least to begin our conversation. Kind of not moved to the back page, but the Yahoo Sports and the fact that Monty Morris was cited, at least in the opening portion of the, if you want to call it a probe, although a very minor role, at least to this point, we assume. I know that your colleague Travis Hines has spoken with his mother, and she said it was a chance encounter. It was over breakfast, and they paid for their own meal. But nonetheless, it's going to, I think, be, you know, reverberate through college basketball. What did you think when you saw the Yahoo Sports piece, Dylan?
Yeah, and obviously this shows how widespread it is, all the different players and programs that it goes to, and that's just what people kind of know about right now. And I don't know how surprised I actually was by all of this, just because you think it happened, you assume programs are having this kind of interaction with agents and things like that, but to actually see it down in print, it's pretty crazy, and it'll be interesting, obviously, to see the fallout eventually of what happens from all of it. But yeah, as far as Monte's role in it, it's minor compared to probably what you see from other things, and really kind of inconclusive at this point as to what that even all was. We don't know whether he did pay for it or not. We have his mother saying he did, but and then B, when did it happen? I think those are kind of some of the big things surrounding his particular point in all this.
Dylan, being on a college beat like you are, these have been out here. It started back in September. When you ask questions, is it uneasy? You ask coaches, players, is it just kind of brushed aside? When you've asked these questions before, what's the response that you've gotten?
Yeah, I think really everybody talks about trying to operate the right way with the program, whatever that means. I guess it just is playing by the rules and things like that. But it really, the responses are pretty standard, and you only get so much out of all of it, and until you maybe start talking about specific cases. But honestly, it all seems kind of boilerplate to me.
Dylan Montz, Ames Tribune, is our guest. Dylan, let's move on from this. I think there's probably lots more to, well, there is lots more to come out. Where it goes, we shall see. Your piece today, and I know that when we spoke early in the week, you let us know that you were working on this with Rial Mitchell, freshman at Iowa State. He's on campus. He's going to be a part of a docuseries. What's this all about? Is this an online program, or will this see over-the-air television? What can you tell us about the piece, about the series that Rial Mitchell is going to be a part of?
Yeah, so the series is called QB1, Beyond the Lights, and the executive producer is Peter Berg, who did the show Friday Night Lights. He's an executive producer for that. And this is the second season of it, so really the format is they follow three high school football players for a season and just kind of go, like it says, beyond the lights, beyond what you see on the field. They go into these players' homes and just kind of get a sense of what it's like playing at a high-level program. That's somewhat nationally prominent and being in the spotlight a little bit. And Rial Mitchell is one of the three guys for the second season. And I talked to one of the producers of the show, and he said really they wanted to focus in on St. John Bosco, which is Rial's high school in Bellflower, California, just because of its prominence as a program. I think it was top five nationally here within the last couple of years. And really, they kind of looked at that and then found Rial, and obviously the history with his parents both being on television before as athletes on American Gladiators and Knights and Warriors. It really kind of was an interesting piece to it. But then when they went and talked to Rial, just saw how intelligent he was and articulate and really engaging. And then obviously what he was able to do on the football field in his high school career, it kind of blended it all together and made him an interesting subject, they said.
So freshmen normally not able to talk to the you guys in the media. You think you're going to have an opportunity to talk with him also in early enrollee? Is that going to be able to bend the rules a little bit on the football side of things, or are we going to have to wait almost 2 years before we actually
get
to hear
his thoughts on
Rial Mitchell?
Yeah, I think it'll be next winter, next spring. Zeb Nolan kind of came in situation like this similarly. We weren't able to talk to him until after that true freshman season, not till that next winter or spring. So it'll be a while before we actually get to talk to Rial Mitchell, but it'll be interesting when we do, because like I said, I've talked to him, I think, right before he committed or after he committed, right around then. And like I said, just a really smart kid, and that shows through just in a short conversation even.
And I love your last line of your piece at AmesTrib.com. This is Rial you're quoting. I've been told I'm too short on a couple of occasions. I'm actually taller than Russell Wilson. He's had a lot of success. I'm just as tall as Drew Brees. So he thinks he can. I like his confidence. It shows in the piece that you've got at AmesTrib.com. Now let's switch to basketball. Six guys available tomorrow. It's not going to be easy with a full complement of Cyclones taking on Bob Huggins' team in Morgantown. It's a different brand of basketball. It's more physical, seemingly, than any of the other games that they will play. That's how West Virginia's calling card, right? And having the depleted roster that they have. Gutsy effort on Wednesday night. Give them full marks for that. I'll be blown away, quite honestly, if they're able to duplicate Wednesday's performance in Morgantown tomorrow, knowing that one of their leaders, Donovan Jackson, not going to be one of the six that shows up.
Yeah, it's going to be incredibly difficult, and we've talked about all the struggles they've had on the road this season. At times playing well, but not being able to put it all together, and then. When you're talking about a shorthanded roster, it feels impossible almost, or feels something close to that at least. But really, you go out, you try to do what you want to do in your game plan. You try to get Lindell Wigginton looks and get him the ball and try to really force it through him. And you hope Cameron Lard obviously stays out of foul trouble and really kind of let him go to work down most. But Steve Prohm sounded hopeful that Hines Brace would at least be in uniform just to get them back up to seven. Because obviously six, that just is almost silly when you've been talking about only having six guys in uniform for a conference game. But so it might be able to provide a little bit of depth, even if he comes in for a couple minutes here or there, that's helpful. But, yeah, you really just got to try to stick to what you want to do. And you know, grit your teeth and you know, I'm sure they're all hoping for the best and going to try for the best.
Good stuff, Dylan. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Good job. Good job on the piece. On Real Mitchell Ames, trib.com. Tom Cakert covers the Hawks. As we've been talking about, Trent, the curtain comes down Sunday. The Big Ten has saved the best for last, the final game of the regular season in the conference. Everything is on the line. Northwestern and Iowa, something has to give. Tom, Trent, and Ken, how are you?
Well, something had to give on Wednesday night, too, with two teams going in bad directions, and it did.
Yes. Tom, I said, so they get down 22-2. They go on an 11-0 run that took forever. That was the ugliest 11-0 run I've seen in college basketball history.
History.
I see 37 years, I guess.
Yeah. It was this team is just – I think they are who they are. We've just kind of figured that out, that they just cannot sustain falling behind unless they're playing really putrid teams. They're just not very good.
Yeah. It's well, mercifully, it's coming to an end in all likelihood next Wednesday, which is just crazy that the team's not even going to see the month of March. The bright spot, Tom, and I know that we'll do we'll recap it, etc. In the weeks to come. Is Luka Garza the bright spot of this team? His progression, his development, I guess. If you're trying to find a positive on the cusp of the final regular season game, is it Garza?
I think so. I think he's been what was advertised.
Uh-huh.
You know, coming in, that he was a guy that he gets you some double doubles and could score in the post, and you know, other than that little blip in kind of late November, early December than anything, where he kind of struggled and was struggling from the foul line, he has been really pretty much what you thought he was going to be. And he's also been kind of an emotional leader on the team, at least a guy who looks like he's emotionally invested in the game and showing some fire out there. So from that aspect, I guess that's really the only positive, other than seeing a guy score 19 points in like a minute and a half.
Which was remarkable, yeah.
That was crazy.
Crazy, wasn't it? You're right.
I mean, but that just kind of tantalizes you with what Isaiah Moss could potentially do, and that's why, you know, so many Iowa fans are always fixated on him and his potential, because you look at 19 points in a minute and a half, that's just insane to think about.
It is. That's Reggie Miller insane.
And yet,
yeah.
Here's this team, last place in the Big Ten, a 14 seed. There's plenty of offensive talent. We see this out of this group this offseason. And let's say it's status quo. Let's not talk about roster defections. Let's not talk about coaching changes. Just the core of what's coming back. What can you do in an offseason to get a change, to get this team to figure it out on that defensive end?
I couldn't hear anything Trent said. I think his mic is off.
Oh, there you go. Is that better?
That'll be better. Go ahead. Try that again. There.
I'll try it one more time for you. What can be done, roster aside, coaching changes aside, what can be done in order to make this team better defensively? Everybody stays the same. What needs to happen?
Defense is always about desire. Yep. And about being connected in the desire as a five-man unit on the floor to play defense. If one of those, it's the same thing in football. If you have 11 guys out there on a play, and if one guy screws up, it's probably going to blow up the play. So it's the same thing with defense. If you've got four guys that are playing decent defense, but one guy who's just kind of sloughing and not helping or not guarding his guy as closely as he should, it's probably going to result and be a bad result for you. So they've got to get connected, and they've got to find a desire to play on that end of the floor. And that desire has not been there on a consistent basis. You see flashes of it, but then you just, you know, you see that they are just not connected, and they haven't they haven't created a lot of turnovers this year. Mm-hmm. They really haven't. And I think Scott Dochterman had pulled up that stat, and I was looking at it last night, and I think he tweeted about it this morning. They're down 100 steals this year.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And I was looking at that the other day, and I was like, wow, that's just a monstrous drop. And then that's transition points. That's easy baskets a lot of times that can make a difference. And that shows you when you're down that many in steals, you're not playing defense.
Mm-hmm. Who's the most disappointing team other than Iowa in the Big Ten? I mean, I guess Northwestern or Minnesota would fill that, would be the answer, or what is? Is it Minnesota, Tom, in your mind?
Yes and no. Minnesota, but you can at least explain it away.
Mm-hmm.
They lost their best defensive player in Reggie Lynch. Now, it was bad that, you know, what he did was
worthy
gross.
Of losing him, right?
Yeah, it was worthy of losing him, and then they lose Coffey, and McBrayer hasn't been healthy. So you can kind of explain away, well, they weren't a very deep team to begin with, and they had guys that had injuries or other issues, so you can explain that away. I can't explain Northwestern. I just can't. I mean, you know, what did they lose off that team? Was it Demps last year? I can't remember if it was him or not. But
yeah, but you're right.
But they had everybody back.
Everybody was back, right, yeah.
Everybody was back, mm-hmm. and they, and I don't know, maybe it's that they had to go play at Allstate Arena this year. That ambiance that is, that barn that they play in on campus, which is not a very great home environment anyway, but maybe that was it.
Tom, you are flying to New York for the Big Ten tournament. When's your return flight?
Thursday.
I decided to book for Friday.
Good idea.
Come back on Friday, just in case.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. So rather than have to change it twice, I would only have to, you know, I just figured, well, the worst thing is that, you know, heck, there's worse places in the world to spend the day than New York City.
Yes.
I wonder how many other Iowa media will fall. Will be making their way out there, Tom.
I think, I know Mike Halas is coming from the Gazette, mm-hmm. and I know Chad Lystico is coming from
Emmert,
the Red.
I'm assuming.
I think Emmert's coming, but I'm not 100% sure on that. I know Chad is. So,
maybe Emmert's going to be in St. Louis for the Valley,
yeah,
perhaps.
Yeah, very well could be.
It's crazy.
That might be, but yeah. So it might just be three of us, I think. We're going out.
Last thing, Tom. I start my week in Vegas next week. I'm picking your brain like everybody. I'm trying to find the winner of this Big Ten tournament, and I don't want to bet chalk. I won't bet Michigan State or Purdue or Ohio State or probably not Michigan. So you remove those four heavy heads. I'm going to take a flyer. Who should I take the flyer on, Tom?
Boy.
Penn State, Nebraska.
Nebraska? Nebraska. Maybe Nebraska,
yeah.
Just because they've got guys that can score.
Mm-hmm.
Just reading the stuff today about Penn State, I may have picked them, but you know Watkins has got a leg issue, and it doesn't sound like it's very good.
They carried him off the floor. I was watching at the time when he got hurt in the game earlier, or against Michigan. When was it? Wednesday night.
Yeah, it was Wednesday night, and you know, it was the press release that they just sent out was really kind of ominous.
Mm.
That maybe he's. They're doing further examinations. So without him, they're a different team.
Yep.
They're, you know, because he gives them a rim protector and a guy who can get some buckets in the post. I just think Nebraska might be that flyer team that, you know, and they're playing for something too because they want to, they know that they've got to probably win a couple games and beat one of those heavy hitters to get to the NCAA tournament.
Great stuff, Tom Caker. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Yep, good to catch up with you. Tom Caker at HawkeyeReport.com. He will be in New York next week. Tom, of course, with Rivals. HawkeyeReport.com is where you can see all of Tom's efforts from the Big Apple. That'd be a fun trip.
Yeah, yeah.
It's New York. It's, as Tom said, there's worse places to be than
still never
NYC.
Been.
Oh, you got to go.
Maybe.
No, you really do. The first time I got there was, I left there thinking, God, if I'd only... been here 10 years ago. If I was younger, I'd move here.
Really?
Oh, I loved the city.
Huh.
I loved it. So much going on. Too old. Anyways, we'll come back. The 1 o'clock hour. Efforting Nick Athan, trying to get more on this Marcus Peters. Nick thinks he's got the draft picks. He thinks there's a first rounder involved.
Ooh.
He's the only one I've seen that's actually... gone on record with that. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll get Nick. But if you don't get Nick, you'll get Trent and I. We'll muddle our way through the final hour of the week, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and get instant gold status, you'll save on every fill, every day.
But you'll feel like you just won a dance-off competition that saved the world.
That's what it feels like to have gold status with the Fuel Rewards program at Shell. With gold status, you'll save 5 cents with every gallon from the first fill. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details.
Attention farmers, ag retailers, and co-ops. Learn how you can become an owner of a Garner, Iowa nitrogen plant. This program is tailor-made for farmers, agricultural retailers, and individuals who want to benefit from a local nitrogen plant. Visit them at the Hawkeye Farm Show at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, February 27th through March 1st. And visit the website for additional meeting locations the week of March 11th at greenfieldnitrogen.com. Again, that's greenfieldnitrogen.com.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Show your loyalty to the animals by becoming a member of the Loyal Friends Club at ARL. It's easy to join. All you have to do is make a recurring monthly donation of your choice, even as little as $5 a month, and you're part of the club. The care of one animal for one day is $15, and with hundreds of animals in our care, we rely on people like you to help us continue caring for the animals until they find their forever home. Join the Loyal Friends Club by visiting arl-iowa.com.